A bridge construction project will cause a few delays on U.S. 36 near Newcomers Town. Good morning. I'm Mary Alice with this look at your WTUZ news report. These intermittent closures today will allow workers to send bridge beams on the Interstate 77 southbound structure. Ohio Department of Transportation District 11 Public Information Officer Lauren Burrell says that traffic will be stopped throughout today from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. weather permitting.
We will close the road for 15-minute intervals in order for the contractor to safely place beams. Motorists will just need to be aware of delays that will occur with this. And again, these will be 15-minute intermittent closures.
And the I-77 bridge replacement project began several months ago, and the completion is expected for October of 2020.
Working with the southbound structure right now, and then they'll see these closures again probably next year when they move to the northbound structure.
And again, U.S. 36 motorists are asked to just plan ahead and find a different route for today. Meanwhile, Tuscarawas County Road Work will close off a road that runs south of Yorksville and Denison. This is for Waterworks Hill Road, and this will be for a quarter-mile stretch that's between Deersville Avenue and Moravian Trail Road. Tuscarawas County Engineer Joe Bachman explains that this work is expected to last for about a month.
Probably, realistically, by the time we get it paved, it'll be sometime mid-September before it reopens.
And a handful of fender benders along this road due to site issues have spurred this project. And Bachman adds that work will be done to limit the obstruction of site by working on a visibly risen part of the roadway.
That intersection, it's a very, very extreme hump. That is, when you come up one side of the intersection or the other, you can see your hood ornament, and that's all. We're going to kind of level the hump out a little bit. It's not going to totally solve the problem. It will make the problem a little better.
And motorists are asked to avoid that area and find alternative passage due to the full closure. On to your state news. Opponents hoping to overturn a financial rescue for Ohio's nuclear power plants and two coal-fired plants have cleared an initial hurdle to put the issue before voters next year. Ohio Attorneys General certified Thursday that revised language that was submitted by Ohioans Against Corporate Bailouts. And he said that it was fair, truthful summary of the proposal. Now, this means supporters can start collecting signatures from Ohio voters around the state that are required for the referendum to proceed. And lawmakers approved the $1.5 billion rescue package last month. And it adds a new fee for every electricity bill within the state and scales back requirements that utilities generate more power from wind and solar. Into your local sports news, it's week one of the high school football season, and for the area's best coverage, be sure to tune in tonight for the Big Z Sports Show. Pregame starts at 5 o'clock, and then along with updates, highlights, and live look-ins all evening long. And then WTUZ's Big Z Sports postgame show will be at 10 o'clock, and you can help us kick off the high school football season tonight right here on 99.9. And that's going to do it for your 9 o'clock news report, a service of the First National Bank of Denison, with offices in Denison, Dover, Janayton, Hutton, the Southside, and Shunbrunn in New Philadelphia. A look at your weekend forecast is on the way.
This is Nancy Scheffner from the First National Bank of Denison. Since 1933, First National has helped families put their roots into our communities. A new home is a great way to branch out as your family grows. Our loan decisions are made here, and your loan is serviced here. That means never having to call an 800 number if you have any questions. When you're ready, come to First National, the bank that understands the importance of having strong local roots.
Online at fnbdenison.com or use their new mobile app to view accounts and transfer funds. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Brian Williams from the First National Bank of Denison. Since 1933, First National has been a leader in helping area residents purchase new cars and trucks. We've also helped those same people as their children grow into their first vehicle. So when you're ready for that new car or truck, for yourself or your child, start your engines and come to the bank that has strong local roots in auto financing. We are the First National Bank of Denison.
Online at fnbdenison.com or use their new mobile app to view accounts and transfer funds. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sunshine mixed with clouds on this Friday, a warmer and a touch more humid. A high temperature this afternoon in the lower 80s. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky with overnight lows in the upper 50s, and partly sunny Saturday with an afternoon high in the upper 70s. Mostly mostly cloudy Saturday night. Slight chance for a few showers late, low of 61. Scattered showers Sunday, more clouds, high of 79. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
And don't forget, you can always send breaking news and news tips to the Weaver Appliance text line at 330-339-9399. And wrapping up your Friday, August 30th morning news report, I'm Mary Alice.
Newscasts are copyright 2019 by WTUZ Radio Incorporated.